Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. I was right. Not that anybody else was wrong, but I was right. But I'm not saying that anybody was wrong. I said that the Red Sox would have a case of the glugs. They had a case of the... What's the matter? I had a case of the gloves.
I was right. I said one of these teams would win this game.
I did say that.
But I said... But Tanner Houck was on the mound, and people were going, ay, ay, ay. And they ended up winning. There you go. Hey, you know what? Nobody cares if we're right, but and it's 6 a.m. The show just started. I'm going to take a little bit of time to go, yeah, you know what? I was right. Can I have a little bit of a...
I'm going to go out on a limb, here. And there's only been one day that this would have been wrong in the last decade, but right. They will play sports today.
Did you guys give opinions on who's going to win and who's going to lose?
Or
you want to keep personal?
I don't know that we had a reason to give an opinion.
You want to keep personal prediction scores?
Sure.
Yes. Yes. Why?
I think it would be hilarious if we caught word from the Red Sox camp that actually we were on a spiritual retreat. We did not do anything the night before. We have proof.
We've been fasting.
We went here and we studied. We went to all the Cleveland signs and sat and meditated.
You think they're going to do that, baseball players?
But Ken was adamant that they were out partying.
I took a stab at it. We'll find out. Maybe I was right. Maybe I was
wrong. Is that what makes you right? Because they lost, so it's automatic that they were out partying?
Yep. You lost. You were drunk.
But see, the problem is you're almost, in a way, you're robbing.
All right, fine, forget it. I'll never say anything about sports.
You're robbing
that team from Valley City that we beat last week of 10-year-olds. They obviously were drunk the night before.
Were they on a road trip with a day off on the way back from Pittsburgh?
Of course.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
But what you're kind of doing is you're kind of discrediting Ben Lively and his performance.
Not discrediting Ben Lively. He took advantage of a situation.
You're basically giving the Red Sox an excuse.
That's not an excuse. It's no excuse to be, huh? If you're going to hoot with the Owls at night, you better be able to soar with the Eagles at 6:10 p.m.
If for some reason the Cavs do not pull out a victory in Game 3, are we going to say
they went to Disney?
It's obvious.
Do we
they
not
were
say-
at Universal
Whoa.
City Walk
do we
until
not say
3
that-
a.m.
Owen, do I- well, now I'm actually, now it's
I saw Evan Mobley in the Splash Zone
Guys,
over at SeaWorld.
We say that every time they go to L.A. and every time they go to Miami. We call it the South Beach Flu. It's kind of well known. Thank you. Champions Pose. Boom.
So what is it called in Cleveland?
Hope the rest of the show goes better for you.
What is it called in Cleveland?
It's called the Cavs are in the playoffs. We ain't got nothing to do here, so let's go out and have some fun. That's what it's called. In Cleveland, you know, we can...
Well, so wait a second. When you really break down what Ken is saying, If you go to the party cities, they're partying. If you go to the cities that suck, they're partying.
They're partying. I didn't say we suck.
They're just partying. Well,
you said we suck. I didn't say we suck.
You just said there's nothing to do here.
I said the playoffs are here. We ain't got nothing else to do. Here we go.
So Ken thinks basically
we ain't got no jobs.
The players are just partying 100% of the time and should lose every game no matter what.
And they are baseball players.
Way to go, losers.
But I thought with an extra day off, they might be a boozing Susan. And here we are. They might have been on the hooch.
Well, I was excited about it because it could mean one thing, Kenny.
You weren't excited.
That Jose Ramirez might use that to fuel. Remember, he has stumbled out of the gates. He's done that before. And yet, they've withstood it. They haven't needed it. And then yesterday, he responded. So what does it all mean?
He was not partying.
Oh, he's not a partier. Jose takes it deathly serious. Look at the guy. He's an Adonis. It's fantastic.
He's batting after yesterday, he's batting 240.
It's a bit of a slow start. What do you want? We don't need him to.
That's precisely my point, is that they've been able to get off to this amazing set. They are 17-6 right now.
Doesn't he still lead in RBIs? Isn't he the leader in RBIs, though, on the team? I thought he was. I thought he still was. He's going into last night. I mean, he did have a solo home run last night, so I only got to see half. We came home from our own baseball game, so that was fine.
Any hangover there?
No. You know, I tried to get Axel into the hooch, but he decided, you know.
One day.
Struck out anyway. He did get a walk and then scored, so we got that going for him. First game of the season. Got to get those early game jitters out. And I'm glad we played because, you know, I got the whole thing and all the other stuff. So there you go.
Think about it. They are 17-6. They have basically played in front of no crowds the entire year because of the weather. And yet, that hasn't bothered them.
Yeah.
That hasn't bothered them at all. Like, you would think it'd be tough for some teams to get up for those environments. Maybe it's just the teams they're playing can't get up for them. Because this is just continually, like, I'm getting texts last night. I never get April baseball texts when the NBA playoffs are going on. Nobody bothers to text me. I'm getting texts last night. Vogt has already got manager of the year locked up.
We got
April. I didn't think you could win manager of the year in April. I thought you could only lose it.
Twitter actions on Scheiben Jewelers. Twitter actions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Nick Carnes, the poet. He has laser eyes on Stephen Vogt. So now we have three teams with laser eyes.
Who's got the biggest laser eyes?
I would still say it's Andrew Berry. Now yours on Kobe Altman or something. You put laser eyes on
Andrew
Kobe
Berry,
Altman.
Doesn't he have to have a team go on a playoff run before he can have true laser eyes?
Doesn't Kobe Altman have to have a team go on a playoff run?
They're about to sweep a laser eyes. They're about to sweep a playoff series here.
Stop laughing. It ain't funny.
Although somehow the Cavs are underdogs in this game three. And I know people say, well, they're on the road. Have you seen the series?
Well, yeah, but now, like, Donovan has sore ribs.
I think Cavs are going to be just fine.
What? You didn't hear that? They're sore ribs.
I'd rather have lazy eyes than sore ribs.
I'd rather have sore ribs. You get back from that, you know, that whole thing. You know, lazy eyes, you got to do the whole corrective thing, and it's.
Shoot them with lasers, and then you're good.
No, I had a lazy eye when I was a kid. I had to wear the glasses. And
Imagine my dad,
I can't believe this jogged my memory. So we get the glasses, and my dad, like, I remember I put on these pair of frames, and my dad's like, those are really cool. He liked them. And I'm like, these suck. But I couldn't say it because my dad was so excited. I didn't want to, like, hurt his feelings for whatever. I'm like, I'll take these. And I went first day of first grade with those glasses on, and I made it about 20 minutes. 20 minutes. And my buddies busted my stones to pieces about these glasses. They were really Jeffrey Dahmer frames. They really were. And I took them, and my dad's like, why aren't you wearing your glasses? Those are correct your eye. And I was like, no, ain't gonna happen.
This is first grade.
Yeah.
I am so blown away. Kenny has like 100 very, very clear memories of your youth.
There's a lot of things that happened in my life.
First grade, I can't tell you one thing. I can't tell you one thing about second grade. I can't tell you one thing about third grade. What was it that your memories were so forged at that time?
Because I really think you didn't have enough trauma in your life. I know you had trauma. You didn't have enough remembering it all.
Nah, there's...
You got to suppress that
stuff, I'm an only child, so I had a lot of time to talk to myself about my childhood trauma, which my parents are great. It's everybody around that were a little bit rough. But my first grade, I remember first grade very well. My first grade teacher is the only teacher I didn't like.
You remember every grade really well because you've told the stories on the air and on the podcast. And I'm like, I don't have any recall.
Well, stop telling
any,
the stories if you want me to stop telling
I don't. Well, some of them are better than others, like the one you just told. I don't have any recollection of any of these stories. And it's not just that you're telling the stories either. It's the vivid details. You always mention seven names, seven neighbors, their parents,
seven
their aunts and uncles.
Seven brothers.
And I'm like, I don't remember 7 years of my life back then.
Well, I didn't spend a lot of time in the Alps like you did. So there's a little bit of...
Yeah, you think that had something to do with it?
That might have a little bit of something to do with it. You know, one of us was a little bit more snowblind than the other one.
Did your parents take a lot of pictures?
I ain't against hitting the Bunny Hills, but, I didn't go to...
I have no pictures of my youth. Do you have pictures? Do you have big scrapbooks?
I got all the pictures.
Nothing. I have no... It's actually really, really sad because we have obviously all these videos. These amazing videos that we have of our... That's all we do. We're going to have that. They're going to be so... I do wonder if there's going to be resentment of these kids that nothing was left to wonder. They can't make it up because it's all documented. Their entire youth...
Boy, that's a good point.
At least we can go back and kind of... exaggerate the details of our stories.
Yeah.
These kids won't be able to do that. Be like, no, you went 0 for 4 at the plate. We have it on video. No, I hit that home run and the whole town carried me off. No, they didn't.
Actually, son, that was a single with three errors.
Right. None of that happened. You won't be able to lie and get out of any of that.
You gotta be generous on the score when they're little, man.
No.
That's how you
build champions, Ken.
The one coach was out of town on business. I had to run the game changer last night, buddy boy. And there was definitely a few doubles that were probably in error that I'm going, nope, that's a double. And there you go.
No errors.
Oh, look at him. He got a triple. That's amazing. Ball's over there in left field doing God knows what.
Look at the team speed that we've been able to accrue over
time. Yeah, man.
We've developed
stolen bases last night.
Yeah. Come on.
Tone, everybody... I'm not going to say that because I don't want to get stuck on game changer the rest of the year because there's a lot of pressure on it to get the thing right.
Well, you can only have four staff members. So
he asked me pitch count last night. I looked at him like I was defusing a bomb. I felt like Keanu Reeves in speed because it's the first game of the season. So there's
You got to keep control of the pitch count.
Yeah,
and if you don't take the required numbers of day off between pitch count days, then you forfeit the game. Two violations. Have a seat on the pine for a whole game. Suspension. Three violations?
Yep.
We'll see you out of the CBBA.
Little League...
You go smoke behind the barn.
Was it the Little League Union that put all these rules together?
Of course. Manfred's in charge of that, too.
It's amazing. Yep. The college athletes can't collectively bargain. There are no rules for the college athletes now, but at this level.
He made us change our name.
Nope. Except if you play Dartmouth basketball, then you can collectively bargain. Yeah, but it's just a lot of pressure on that. I told you, I was glad the pitchers pitched the whole game now because I don't want to go out to first again.
Did you get your whole game in?
No. We got to the fourth, and we were up by a good enough amount that it was...
Who had more fans last night? Your game or the Guardians
Red
Sox game?
It does say,
and I know these are the... they say official totals. Because they always include the season ticket holders, but 13.5 is what they had last night.
Like 13 and a half people.
No, it says 13,543.
That sounds like when I used to get on the scale and go, that ain't right, and get off and get back on the scale, and they go, no.
I saw Jose's home run and the seven people in right field chasing after the ball.
I think these are the games that are fun. I saw people go,
those are the best games.
These are the games that are fun to go to. First of all, they can hear you, so you can heckle, you can talk to everybody.
Yep.
I mean, I know we had Boone mic'd up somehow, some way for that game the other day with the
Yankees.
Josh
Naylor leads with 20 RBI.
Oh, he's got him by one, right?
Go ahead there, Tom. Sorry to cut you off.
These are the fun games to go to. You guys got to remember, when I was young, this is a story I do remember. When I was young, the Indians were the best offensive team in the history of baseball. You couldn't go to games.
Right.
There were no games you could go chase a foul ball. It was impossible. Everybody was in their seat, and there was no right corner. There was no standing room only there. You did have some standing on that porch.
Listen to you giving all your memories from when you were young.
Well,
here's all these memories.
This I do remember because I didn't have a winter jacket that was good enough, and I had to go to the bathroom and stand in the bathroom because I was too cold, and I had to have my mom take me home because it was too cold. While Kenny Lofton, Albert Bell, Jim Thome.
The greatest lineup ever assembled, and Lyman's just in the bathroom shivering.
It was very sad. I didn't have the right jacket, Kenny. Very
I
sad.
I can't say words.
But now you can go to the games and you can heckle, you can have fun. They might even let you on the field.
That is very sad.
These days are over. I've got a family now. I've got a daughter that when I come home, she's excited to see me. Unless the Wiggles are on.
Does she have a jacket?
Oh, she has. We've spent a fortune. Not a small fortune. We have spent a fortune on these kids. I feel like they're, in relation to me, they're like Chris Rock's kids.
What?
In relation, Chris Rock always talks about how he grew up poor.
He made a whole TV show on it.
Yeah, now he hates his kids because they're rich kids. Who likes rich kids? Well, I feel like my kids are going to be rich kids compared to how I was raised.
I got very nasty with Axel the other day for no reason because he goes, what was it like when you were a kid? And I go, yeah, but hell, a lot better than I did, I'll tell you. Like, for whatever reason, that's why I shouted in his
direction.
He doesn't
have to go on a paper route.
No.
Well, you got to listen to the expanded podcast.
I did use a line yesterday, I'll tell you this, because he went to, like, not carry. He wanted me to, like, carry his bag back to the truck. I'm like, no, you put your backpack on, your bat bag on, and carry it back to the truck.
Yeah.
And I go, by the way, I saw you picking up the dog crap. You didn't leave a little bit there. And I go, I'm going to give you 10 instead of 20, half the pay for a half-assed job. Then I realized there were a bunch of other 8-year-olds standing around. I can't say ass in front of a bunch of other people's kids. So I immediately kind of stalked away.
You got to give their parents ideas so they can pay them half.
That was an idea I got from my buddy Dan Duncan's dad. Mowed the lawn. He goes, what's this? You said $10. He goes, half the pay for a half-assed job, and walks back in the house.
Now, does the government get a piece of that,
Greg
too?
Greg Duncan. This is under the table for the X-Men. I should tax them.
How great would that be?
I should tax
You got to show them how the real world.
Yeah.
You got to say, this is why it matters who the president is. This is why you got to get into politics,
I'm
going
to go, get on your Chromebook there that the school lets you use and look up Don't Tread on Me flags. You're going to need one, buddy boy. All right, coming up at 8 o'clock, we go around the AFC North. Coming up later,
I had a working theory on those flags.
Orlando, let's save that for 9:40 on Friday. Orlando fans got a hold of Lima's viral video of now what's turning into the kick heard around the Eastern Conference. That is coming up later on. Up next, I didn't think they were that bad here, but the officiating and the calls were so bad in Philly, they're staging a protest. It's coming up next at About Last Night on the
Owen's going to have to mix up the open. We're getting complaints. They want to hear some Guardians music. They want to hear some Cleveland baseball music.
Well, I'll wait for the next Michael Stanley to write a good song about him.
No one tells DJ Request what to play.
I mean, 17-6. They're 17-6.
They are. That's 11 over 500.
That's not in your wildest dreams. Did anybody call 17-6?
Well, I think in your wildest dreams, you just say they'd still be undefeated.
I think
no one takes their wildest dreams and goes, let's temper it a little bit and say 17-6.
You think the phrase wildest dreams does not apply to 17-6?
In my wildest dreams, they'd win the World Series, not start the season off 17-6.
You can't win the World Series after 23 games.
Well, you don't need to call it wildest dreams. You could say, wow, you never would imagine they'd start 17-6. And I'd say, okay. Yeah, I never would imagine
so
this. This is great.
If I were to say not in your wildest dreams with the Browns, it has to be undefeated.
Super Bowl. Not in your wildest dreams
but
would you imagine they won the Super Bowl.
We're not to the World Series yet. We're 23 games in. You can't win the World Series 23 games in.
No, you can't. That's why you don't have to say their wildest dreams 23 games
so
in.
So you just don't like wildest dreams as a phrase in general.
I've never heard
wildest dreams apply to just the most amazing thing that can happen ever.
I just decided to be a problem for you there. That's all I decided. I could have let you let it go.
I want to make sure I'm using the right term. Give me a better term. Mitch, find a better term than not my wildest dreams could I have thought 17-6.
Should have put it on me, not on him, but that's fine.
Do you have a better term?
Come on, Mitch. No, you ask Mitch.
I'm trying to think about what would be more applicable. Hey, it's a great start by your Guardians.
There you go.
17-6.
One of the best starts in team history. Zach Meisel, our friend from the... says Cleveland's baseball team, a charter member of the American League in 1901, has never had a better 23-game start to a season than this one. They were 17-6 in 1966... 1999 and 2024, They were 16-7 in 1913, 1920, the year they won the World Series. 1921, 1941, 1948, a year they won the World Series. 1955, a year they got very, very, very close. 1988, 1995, when they went to the World Series. Didn't they finish second in the American League in 1955? I'm sure there's plenty of people who know. I'm going to go to Google, go right on ahead.
Well, back then, right, there were only two teams in each league that made the playoffs.
Well, there was only there was a pennant winner in each league, and then they played the World Series.
They finished three games.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He was behind the Yankees that year.
Also from thesaurus.com.
Oh, I bet you were pretty happy about that.
You were
all Yankee
over that.
Fan?
Yeah.
Yep, not negative 47 I was.
And by the way, not in Mitch's wildest dreams, did he
Or
think?
If you go to thesaurus.com and look it up, it could be not in Mitch's creation of the brain or in the creature of his imagination.
Oh, I like that one.
The Dodgers, or the phantom of his mind.
And I do believe the Dodgers won that World Series because I've been watching Ken Burns baseball, and then a couple of years later, bye-bye.
Now, was that in the second inning of Ken Burns baseball?
No, that was like in the seventh inning. We're getting close to
That's
the point.
That's the seventh inning?
Oh, have you done the stretch
yet? It is 6 hours.
Do they have baseball in the 1700s?
It was me in the 90s.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, it's 7 hours of black and white, and then you finally start to get some color, and then it's nothing but people bitching about the Red Sox not winning the World Series. And I go, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
Like Doris Kearns Goodwin. Everybody loves her. Everybody's like, oh my God, Doris Kearns Goodwin. She was a Brooklyn fan. And then they leave Brooklyn. They go to Los Angeles. And then she's like, well, I'm just going to be a Red Sox fan. I go, nope, don't like you either. Bye-bye. Like, that's it.
Was John
it's nothing but people bitching about the Red
was
Sox.
Was John Meacham featured in this?
I don't believe so.
What about George Will?
George he Will is in it. Of all the cast of characters, Daniel Okrent is in it, obviously. He's one of the biggest baseball fans who ever lived.
I bet they didn't have the guts to put Sherrod Brown in there. An election year.
Brown was not in the, well, this was in the 90s. Sherrod Brown wasn't in there. There are a couple people who have passed away. Studs Terkel, the late, great Studs Terkel, who had a great role. Not an actor, but was great in Eight Men Out. Studs Terkel, noted columnist in the city of Chicago for many, many, many years.
Do I need to see it?
I mean, you don't have 8 hours waiting around on you, so no. And you don't like documentaries. I love documentaries, so.
One thing I love right now, and if you are a Guardians fan, you have to be loving Ben Lively, folks. He had only...
Ben Lively, more like Ben Diddley.
He had only started at most. He's 32 years old. He had started 15 games in 2017. He had 12 starts in 2023. How many starts does Ben Lively, is he going to be in the rotation all year?
Might have to be.
I know.
Depending on how things are going, because we're like, hey, Tristan McKenzie had a good outing. That's great. And it's like, hey, kind of seems like just putting off the inevitable here. Which there were some people who tried to calm down and say, well, like, wait, guys, it was kind of the same way last year and this. I go, but it's not going to like just repair itself. So is he going to do this his entire career, or are we just... Like, didn't he make like four starts last year? I go, why didn't we just have it last year? So I don't know. I hope that Not, you know what? I don't want to be a downer. Let's talk about Ben Lively and how well he did. And Hunter Gaddis again, doing very well, and everything's great.
Lively went 6 1/3, gave up 5 hits, 1 earned run, did strike out 7. Here's his manager on the performance.
Outstanding. Attacking the zone, going right after him, making pitch after pitch. You know, it's not an easy game to pitch in, and both the tip of your cap to both the starters. They were both outstanding. Hauk again was great, and Ben matched him tonight, and that's what gave us a chance to win. So Ben getting that deep into the game was huge for all of us.
So a very, very solid performance, especially against the Red Sox in a rematch of sorts. Here's Lively on being able to grind through it despite, you know, maybe some limitations out there.
I mix up my speeds, like just mixing in and out. I mean, it's just I've been the same pitcher my whole life, and I don't overpower you, but I'm going to throw it over the plate and put movement on it, and here you go. I'll act like I throw 100, but I don't.
Just finding a way to get it done. And so this just it continues to be incredible. I just wish they had some nice weather down there, because I do think you'd start to get these bigger walk-up crowds that unfortunately just have not been able to get. Mike Florio was on Baskin and Phelps yesterday talking about a Stefanski extension. Could be happening anytime soon. Here's where he thinks the value is right now for your head coach.
People would say last year, well, he's the offensive guru. The offense wasn't very good. It was the defense that carried the day. How much of the credit goes to Kevin Stefanski, even though he barely won Coach of the Year, that probably should have gone to D'Amico Ryans, frankly. But he's got two of those trophies now. He's done well with the team. What is the value that Jimmy Haslam is willing to invest, and how long of a commitment is he willing to make?
What's that all about?
Didn't sound like a pro Stefanski guy.
Yeah, it didn't sound like that at all. Hey, what's done is done. Are we still carrying the torch for that stuff? Oh yeah, I forgot. We know how Mike Florio got raised. So, well, we know that somebody's a T.J. Watt fan out there and probably still holds a grudge. It's okay.
We finished ahead of Pittsburgh last year.
Miles Garrett won Defensive Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. He actually showed up to the NFL honors when T.J. Watt decided to throw himself a little pity party. T.J. Watt has won less playoff games than Miles Garrett, and Miles Garrett's basketball team has actually won more playoff games than T.J. Watt has.
What do you have to say to that, Lima?
I love it. Oh. I agree.
Lima agrees.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, we're a pro-Miles Garrett show.
We have been from day one.
And we're T.J. Watt truthers around here.
Do you think, based on our conversations with Kevin Stefanski here, I mean, it seems like this is not something. I mean, he's certainly not going to make a huge public show of it. I think there might be other guys, other coaches, who would start to use this as leverage. Like, how crazy can we get with a Stefanski contract? We never get to hear about how much these guys make. Like, we get rumors the time of other coaches or other managers.
Are we not doing what we're supposed to, like making a big deal about him not getting signed? Or
I think we just assume it's going to happen.
We just assume it's going to happen, and I don't know, man. NFL extensions and things like that. It's what's the like Jimbo Fisher? It's like he's got an $80 million buyout. Okay, well that's a conversation. But Kevin Stefanski, okay, if it didn't work out, and I want it to work out, but if it didn't, it's like okay, here's your money, and off you go, and you get to have dinner with everybody else in Annapolis. Maybe he's not invited to that dinner because he's been to the playoffs. I don't know how that works. But like you get to go have dinner. Like okay, no big deal. I don't think about it that way like we do in college
football. Well, and me, just jumping to the conclusions I do in my wildest dreams, is I assume you win Coach of the Year twice, you start to gain power in an organization. You get to start calling the shots. Everybody's looking at you and nobody else. Doesn't seem to be the case here.
I don't know.
At least to the naked eye, it does not seem to be the case here.
Maybe
That's
it's
it.
A good thing.
That's it for about last night.
Outstanding. Coming up at 7:30 this morning, Terry Pluto going to join us on the show. He knows about just about everything there is to know about the great game of basketball, and he will join us at 7:30 this morning. We'll talk to him about the Cleveland Cavaliers and a team that you can't give credit to, apparently, if people don't care. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, live on the Fan. Cavs up 2-0 in the series over the Orlando Magic, 7:20. We will be reaching out to Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. We will talk Cavalier basketball with him. And then at 8 o'clock, folks, we're going to go around the AFC North. That's right, it's draft time. It's draft time, even though we don't have a first-round pick. And I don't know, what's the lock-in for Browns fans right now? I just said Cavs fans almost. What's the lock-in for Browns fans right now for the draft? Tone, is this as low as it's ever been in station history?
It is. And I started to look at past drafts to try to understand why, because either the Browns have had a first-round pick, so obviously you're excited about years that the Browns have a first-round pick, mm-hmm. or there is some intrigue. What is the intrigue at the top of this draft? Number one, we already know who the number one pick is. Like, we've had years where, you think about last year, the real intrigue on
Baker
on
year, who, yeah. yeah. I mean, you know, the whole thing. I think that, you know, some of
I mean,
them
Sal
are
kind of... Sal Pell came on and said this was the most fascinating draft ever, and I'm like, Cleveland fans do not think that. This is one city where that is not the case.
I think that's in the eye of the beholder, but we'll talk about that with Chris Muller in Pittsburgh at 93.7 The Fan, James Rapine, Sports Illustrated in Cincinnati, all Bengals, and also Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. We'll talk with him about the Baltimore Ravens and what these teams intend to do in the draft and maybe how they see the Cleveland Browns in certain lights. We'll talk about that coming up at 8 o'clock. Also want to remind you, Andy Baskin, Daryl Ryder, they weigh in on Greg Newsome rumors because there are rumors. I think people are just bored. We've talked about that, but they talk about it. And they talk about everything going on with the Browns draft coming up with It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. It's sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Subscribe now at 92.3thefan.com. or on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. By the way, the Odyssey app is free. Tone, we're not getting any respect for being up 2-0 in the series against Orlando.
No.
Why?
No, they are not.
Why?
Because it's the Magic. That's what has happened, and they've been so dominating over the Magic that it's actually being used against them. They're looking so good. Their defense has been amazing. Their offense has had their issues, but look around the entire NBA playoffs right now. Teams are going through it. Who has looked incredibly dominant and just free-flowing and have had zero problems so far in the playoffs? Can't say that about the Nuggets, right?
Nope.
Defending champs. Knicks are up 2-0. Their offense has been a disaster. Jalen Brunson has struggled.
That seems like it's been more of a 76ers problem than it has been a Knicks taking the series, which I'm sure they would take as some sort of a crazy dispute and disrespect, but either way.
I'm just saying, if there are any like Cavs fans who are going, but our offense is struggling in the third quarters, it's like, all right, it's the playoffs. The playoffs are going to be tougher. Efficiency is only something we love and fancy in the regular season. Who's played efficient? I mean, yesterday, Anthony Edwards had a terrible game, and Minnesota won, and they're up 2-0 over Phoenix. So the playoffs are just not a way to measure that stuff. But in a way, like, I wonder if the Cavs would be getting more credit if they had an overtime win over the Magic and had a great sequence where Garland hits big shots and over the... Garland's big shots, you know, the two threes, he had back-to-back possessions, is to push the lead to double digits. Like, they're not getting... Plus, they're on NBA TV.
Gosh, that's right. I'm the fist pumping. I'm like, all right, we're back over double digits. Like, yeah, you're right.
So I'm noticing it. I mean, as much as I'm happy about the Cavs and the fans that were there, they are thrilled because that environment has been exceptional. I mean, even Cavs players, people around the Cavs are like, this is like an NBA Finals environment. So the fans that have been there have brought it, and it's felt great for them. I've even got buddies going, that's the Magic. Who cares? Why are you guys so excited about the Magic? I'm like, it's a playoffs.
Well, we're in a series.
Yeah, you're halfway to a sweep.
Well, I'm excited
for... We have never swept outside of LeBron. We've never swept another team. Mark Price, Brad Doherty, zero sweeps.
Even if I wanted to be a jerk about it, like you accused me of last week.
I did accuse you.
That's fine. Even if I wanted to be a jerk about it, I go, wait a minute. Well, hold on. They're at least proving that they are, because everybody and their brother, like, who was, I'm sorry, the name is escaping me, the play-by-play man on TV of the Orlando Magic that we had last week.
David Steele,
thank you. I keep wanting to call him David Thorpe. David, who we also had on last week, Coach David Thorpe. We had David Steele on last week. Did he or did he not tell us to be afraid? That was the quote of Jonathan Isaac.
He had 3 points in that.
Everybody uses the term rock fight. Everybody said it was going to go 7 games. It looks like the Cavaliers could just be flat out better than what the Orlando Magic are. Well, that's still, okay, it's a 4-5 matchup. I can at least take some solace in that and go, okay, they're not the bag of garbage that what some people were making them out to be. And maybe some people heard it from me. I didn't think they're garbage, but obviously I was massively disappointed with what happened in game 82. But I also know that, hey, it's certainly better than being down 0-2 and thinking the sky's falling and questioning Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley and everybody else. I'm not having to do that right now. I think a lot of it's coming from, there was a lot of talk over last week of, quote, upsetting the basketball gods. And you can't do that. That's wrong to do. And they're up 2-0 in a series that has not been very competitive in the first couple of games. I think that's where you're getting this. People don't care. Because now you're not going to get credit for a matchup you set up. So if you just beat the brakes off them, great, you set up. And I think that guys who cover the league, not just Cavs fans, not even just like Orlando people. I'm talking about the people who just cover the league. I think they don't like that. I think they secretly don't like that. Because anything that can devalue at all the regular season has been something the NBA has been fighting for at least a decade plus.
Well, I agree.
Anything.
I think it's a great point. I also am noticing that they're just turning it to, well, the Magic stink. And now the Magic,
they don't stink.
Who, by the way, like literally a month ago, they had a chance at the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference.
Exactly.
They lost some games late. They had a chance at the 2 seed. Now, I get it. They were healthy, you know, most of the year when in the Eastern Conference, all the other teams were not, but the Cavs were one of those teams that weren't healthy. And I think if we just would have had everybody healthy on every team, I think we would have thought about the Eastern Conference in a much different way than it ended up. But the Cavs are giving the welcome to the NBA playoffs moment to the Magic, and they don't seem to be getting a lot of credit for it.
Are there Cavs fans who don't give credit to the Cavs for beating the Magic?
Me.
Are there people who say they're Cavs fans? Like, it's not a gauntlet like I'm going to kick you in the face if you call in. But are there Cavs fans who don't give credit to the Cavs for beating the Magic? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to win this series and then turn around against the Celtics, because we could be living in a reality. I'm going to steal this from you. You said it. We could be living in a reality. The Celtics are this good, where you could be just that much better than the Orlando Magic, and the Celtics could be that much better than you and anybody else in the Eastern Conference. So I don't want to just beat the Magic and turn around in the next series and go, see, you were exposed. You're garbage. Like, well, it's Jason Tatum. It's Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Kristaps Porzingis is healthy. Like, there's a lot of things that you can't necessarily do. And I'm thinking, there's still got to be some common sense. As angry and vitriolic as I can be, you seem to have something to say on.
Well,
there's
got to
be some common sense.
It's not that I don't give them credit, but they set up the matchup, right? So I expect them to win, and I expect them to do it in the way that they've done it. And so far, they haven't let me down. But if at some point they do look like they get outplayed on the court by the Orlando Magic, I'll be disappointed, because they went through the rigmarole on that Sunday, on that last game of the year, to make sure that this is what they got. That's why I wonder, it just goes back to me thinking that, was JB told, hey, you win a first-round series, don't worry about your job? And I don't know if that's I just, seeing Dan Gilbert for the last 15 years, seems like he doesn't care if they beat the Magic or not. If you don't come out and, you know, an all-out effort, play to the best of your abilities in every single game, the job is in question. And that's not something that, you know, you've said that for the last...
Yeah. But
two weeks that his job, he has to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals to be safe.
Well, I think to be absolutely positively safe, because I do think that Boston, and I know they've been historically a better matchup against Boston than what some people want to give them credit for, but I think if Boston goes out there and just beats you and beats you soundly, I think Dan Gilbert can be an emotional man. I think that these can be emotional times and emotional people with this organization, and I think some bad things can happen for JB Bickerstaff, I have to admit. But I also believe that, hey, you set it up, you might as well get it right.
They essentially called out the Orlando Magic, and if you're going to call them out, you better go out and kick their ass every time.
And so far they have, so I can't argue with results, can I? Like, I can't yell at them for doing exactly what they set out to do.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not upset at them, because they haven't let me down yet.
But if I were in Milwaukee doing the show, or if I were in Chicago doing the show, and we were talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers, I'd be sitting there going, yeah, well, it's not the most intriguing series. Even though it's a 4-5, and it should be the most competitive, and it really should have the most intrigue because of what could happen if the Cavs lost. Well, the Cavs are up 2-0, and they're making these really non-competitive games from the outset. Like, you're definitely more locked into what happened the other night with Denver in Los Angeles. 216-474-0092. Does it matter if the Cavs beat the Magic to you? As a Cavs fan, does it matter to you if they beat the Magic in this series? They beat them 4-0 or 4-1 in five games. 216-474-0092. Also, don't call the U-Haul trucks for JB just yet. Ken Carman, Anthony Lyman, Terry Pluto, 720 on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.